course. He's learned a lot around Chester. I'm fully aware of what's going on. He would prefer the ground of Wednesday to the ground of Saturday, but there's nothing I can do about that. He's in good form.
What do you need to win a Ledger, John? I mean, you've done it with all sorts
of
different
horses.
Well,
you need a bit of class. You know, it's no point just saying I stay because they'll lap you. You need class and you need a kick. And you've got to have a good mind. It's a track that takes no prisoners. It's a big, open, honest, galloping track. So to that extent, you need to stay well. But you, when they start going between the three and the two, you better quicken. Huh, and then you've got to sustain it.
Chester seemed to be just what the doctor ordered by way of a prep run.
Yeah, I didn't want to get involved in the voltage with Idaho running. I wasn't being a coward. I was just trying to look after the run in the right place for the horse. He did the job well, and he hasn't been bottomed out at York, which that's a help.
You've won it for four different owners. This is another owner. Is that something special for a trainer?
Well, Frankie's won it for five different trainers, so obviously he jumps around as much as I do. Yeah.
But it must be nice. You know,
it is lovely. You know, George Strawbridge really enjoyed it with Locarno being an owner breeder. To buy a horse for 47 grand and win it for the wife was pretty special. And Shantu was a horse who, funnily enough, couldn't be put in training for a long time and was a hugely talented horse that only Frank Editore could win on. He was a really difficult ride, and only he clicked with him. He was amazing. And so that was exciting, and probably the best winner of all was the one for Bjorn Nielsen. He was just phenomenal that day, and I think he ran so hard, broke the record, couldn't pull him up on the backside. I think he gave everything that day and was never probably quite the same horse afterwards. Yep.